The Last Judgment. The three works that follow were meant to be seen as a triptych, a grouping of three paintings hung in a row. They were his last paintings, finished 2 years before his death in 1854. Collectively, they're called The Last Judgment, but they have individual names as well. He started these paintings in 1849 or so, but it took him until 1852 to finish them. The centerpiece of the triptych is the first painting. The Last Judgment, the title of this painting and the triptych as a whole, is an event related in the Book of Revelations in the Bible. During this event, everyone on earth is judged by God and the Book of Life. Shown on Christ's lap in the center background of the first painting, is searched for their name while the 24 elders watch from either side. If, during their life on earth, individuals being judged have been found to believe that the death and resurrection of Christ was the sacrifice needed to redeem the debt and repair the separation from God caused by the wickedness that is innately in their being, their name will be found in the Lamb's Book of Life. Martin's first painting in his depiction of this even shows he has distinct thoughts about who would and wouldn't be found in the Lamb's Book of Life, and included portraits of people he felt would definitely be there. Scholars are still identifying portraits of people from the left side of the painting, those who were welcome in the heavenly city in the mid-ground on the left. However, if an individual's name was not found in the Book of Life because they did not believe that Christ's sacrifice was either enough or real in any way, they would be damned and cast into the lake of fire. Those souls are portrayed on the right side of the painting, and here you also find Martin's personal thoughts on who would and would not be found in the book. Interestingly, he didn't think much of the Pope, fully believing that it wasn't religion that would get people's names into the book, but rather their personal beliefs. In the background, there are trains falling off the abyss, labeled with the names of a few of the major cities of Europe. Elements of Martin's post-apocalyptic judgment scenes have been recreated in many movies in the 20th and 21st centuries due to their sublime use of epic emotion and horrifying symbolism. The continuation of the right side of the painting, The Great Day of His Wrath, shows the fate of those that did not find their names written in the Book of Life. Here Martin is illustrating another part of the same story in Revelation when the sixth seal is opened. When he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. The stars of heaven fell unto the earth. And the heavens departed as a scroll when it's rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in dens and in rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? As you can see, he illustrated that cataclysmic destruction very well. Entire cities of people fall into the abyss, the mountains crumbling, sublime pyroclastic sky complete with lightning that can be caused by intense volcanic activity. Very much in the sublime tradition, but with all stops, guards, and safeties removed. But the sublime horror and apocalyptic terror in his depiction of the damned melts away into picturesque calm in a depiction of the redeemed in the final painting of the triptych, The Plains of Heaven. The last painting of the triptych was meant to be hung on the left side, showing the plains of heaven. Some say that Martin painted here was related to his memory of his childhood in Allendale, as well as based on sketches by Turner, and also related to some of his own earlier personal landscape sketches. Regardless of its aesthetic influences, it also closely follows what the Book of Revelation relates. The river flowing into the painting from the right, clear as crystal, and issuing from the throne of God that is depicted in the middle piece of the triptych. It pools in the center, the water of life. The shrubbery tree in the foreground would be the tree of life that bears a variety of fruit and flowers. In the story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, the ground was cursed because of their sin and forever labored to produce life. But here there is no curse in the land. Everything is clean, pure, and growing well. In heaven, there is no night. So notice the source of light in this painting is coming from the painting beside it, glowing from the throne of God. About a year after these paintings were finished, Martin had a massive stroke and died a year after that. However, during that time, these paintings went on a colossal tour, and it said that over 8 million people saw these during that tour. The drama felt in Martin's The Great Day of His Wrath is partly the reason his work fell out of fashion after his death. It was considered too theatrical and too emotional to be respected, as a new age of realism was ushered in.